So the Coalition of the Lions initiative began in November 2018. Our executive director, Alan Jennings, came to me and said that we need to get particular people to the table to talk about race. So we got some community leaders, faith-based leaders. There were some folks who were business owners as well, and school-based leaders. So when we brought those people together, we had conversations around, you know, what does it look like to bring equity in the Lehigh Valley? What does it look like? Who needs to be a part of it? So we started having racial conversations throughout the community. We offered them to anyone who wanted to have a racial conversation. We definitely spoke about the fact that the Lehigh Valley is ahead of the national average by about 7 years to become predominantly people of color. We're now slated for 2028 to be predominantly people of color, whereas the rest of the country is scheduled to be 2035 is when they're scheduled to be majority people of color. So now that we're moving forward to try and connect people, those five areas that we're focusing on to ensure that we're making things more equitable are education, quality of life, opportunity, employment, criminal justice, and housing. So those five areas are the key areas that we're focusing on.
Now, those five areas that you've identified that you'd like to hone in on by way of this project, why did you choose those areas?
Well, we realized that those areas are the ones that systemic racism or white supremacy is holding in lock, right? So, of course, criminal justice system, that's a no-brainer. We know that that's definitely where there's disparities. Housing has always been an issue because of redlining, right? We know that's the reason why we have our ghettos and our urban communities, right? We also know that in economic opportunity employment, we know that people are not always given opportunities to grow businesses. They're not always given opportunities to be in management positions where they work. They're not necessarily chosen for those CEO positions so that they can make a good amount of money. Then, of course, education, because the system of education, which a lot of people don't realize, is what permeates white supremacy, because people are not given the correct information in school, right? When you have American history, which every kid is learning from like first grade, they're learning all of non-brown white American history. They're learning what they contributed. So when you look at it from a person of color perspective, you're looking at it as, I know I'm in history because I'm here, but no one's talking about it. When you're a non-brown white person or white child, you're thinking we're the only ones that had something to do with this history. And these people just came here and impeded on our history. So the thinking is not that this country was built on lies, thievery, and murders, right? That's definitely not the conversation. And because of that history, they've been able to breed white supremacy all these years. It's almost the most fascinating, scary, biggest lie America has ever told, that non-brown white people are superior.
Okay, so systemic racism. You've said it yourself. It's a topic in many conversations, at least right now. How do you think the Lehigh Valley can dismantle it locally and make change?
Right. So what the goal is that we've connected with all of these, you know, people in power who made money, who are making decisions, right? Who are the money makers in the Lehigh Valley. And we've said, what are you willing to do to close these gaps? You know, a lot of people feel as though when we close the equity gap, it means they're going to lose something, right? They don't necessarily think of it as, if you are to close those equity gaps and bring more people of color into positions of power, you're going to make more money because you're going to have more ideas. You're going to have more people working for you to bring you that money. You know, and it's about, and it's not even about, because people automatically think it's share the wealth. You know what I mean? They think that they're going to lose something if they give up, you know, this privilege that they have. When the reality is, if we all do better, we all do better.
So what are you hoping to learn from this project when all is said and done? What are you hoping to get out of all of this?
Honestly, I'm hoping that people, that as we shake the systems up that are obviously being shaken across the country, because, you know, with defunding the police and bail reform and making things better for, you know, everyone in every community, it needs to be, and I'm hoping that we have more conversations in the Lehigh Valley, because even if those systems are shaken up, and even if we dismantle all those five areas, we still have to make sure that regular people aren't afraid of each other. Relationships is what's gonna break racism. That's what's gonna break it.
Thank you, Kumari, for this conversation.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you for having me.